This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast of The Zioli Show. Do us a favor and subscribe to the podcast, rate the podcast, and tell your friends. Either that or I'll leave to become President Trump's chief of staff. Thanks for listening.
Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Okay, Pennsylvania, as you know, critical to the president's election. Pennsylvania being a coal state. Coal is a big issue. Very important issue, in my opinion. So I want to welcome to the program right now the United States Deputy Secretary of Energy, Dan Broyat. Dan, welcome to the show, Mr. Secretary. How are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. How are you doing?
Doing very well. We appreciate you taking the time today. Big announcement.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Big announcement here in the Department of Energy. We're very excited about it. We're more excited for Pennsylvania, actually. This is a great announcement, we think, for all of the communities in Pennsylvania that are part of the coal community. As you know, Rich, the president directed Secretary Perry and all of us at DOE to pursue what he refers to as an all-of-the-above energy strategy. And what that means is that we will promote coal, we will promote nuclear, we will promote renewable energy. Whatever it takes to make this economy and this America strong and secure. And that's what we're doing today. We're making an announcement, $38 million, that we're going to spend on research and development to make the existing coal facilities in Pennsylvania and other parts of the country more efficient, more resilient, and perhaps reduce some emissions in the process.
Well, that's terrific news, and I couldn't be happier about that. The all approach to our energy security, it's vital for America's security. It's vital for independence. And, you know, it's also, I think, helpful, too, Dan, because I understand now the president tweeted that we are exporting more oil now for the first time in our nation's history.
That is absolutely correct. And actually goes beyond that, Rich, if I could explain just for a second. We're going to produce more oil, and for the first time, at least in my recent memory, and I'm getting fairly old, we will export oil from the United States, which is an amazing achievement in and of itself. But it's not limited just to oil. We are also going to export natural gas as well. And the markets around the world are beginning to open up for that. And I'm happy to report that I just left a meeting internally here at the Department of Energy. And we predict that in 2020, the country will become a net energy exporter. So that's overall.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's a really good news story.
Oh, absolutely. And we also export a lot of coal, right?
We do. We do. There's a huge market for coal out, especially in these developing countries. You know, there's been a raging debate over the course of the last 8 to 10 years about what to do with renewable energy, with you know, different types of energy sources. How do we deploy them around the world to reduce emissions around the world? Well, you know, let's be honest. Some of these developing countries can't afford these new technologies, and you know, technologies that exist today and provide reliable energy around the world, coal, natural gas. These are important energy sources for developing countries, and as a result, we're seeing new markets open up day by day for these technologies.
I was down on vacation last year at in Cape Charles, Virginia, on the Chesapeake Bay. There were all these ships lined up, and we were told by we did a little boat ride. A captain told us they're all waiting to load up on coal in Virginia and then take it back to countries overseas. I thought that was phenomenal. There must have been I must have counted 16 different ships just lining up, and he said they're out there for weeks waiting.
Wow, that's fantastic news. We're seeing it in coal, we're seeing it in natural gas. It's just an amazing resurgence of energy production here in the United States. And again, I think it's, you know, a result of the president's approach. You know, we're not going to revile, you know, all of these energy sources that, you know, some previous administrations at least have done. We're going to revive them. We think it's important. We think it's important for the economy, it's important for jobs in these local communities, and it makes us more energy secure.
Absolutely. Joining me right now, the Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Energy, Dan Broyat. We're announcing today $38 million for improving the existing coal-fired power plants. And I got to tell you, too, Mr. Secretary, you know, the previous administration, the war on coal, they were proud of the fact they had a war on coal. A lot of people make their living in the coal industry, and those jobs, they're very important for America.
They're very important. I mean, they're absolutely critical for these small communities. And I grew up in one, so I can relate to this very, very well. These jobs are, you know, they're the lifeblood of many of these communities. But what we found, Rich, and you know, this has been amazing for me to see internally here at the Department of Energy, is that, you know, we've done economic studies where it's actually cheaper and it's more cost efficient to revive these plants, to do what we're doing here today at the Department of Energy, to spend money on R&D to make them more efficient than it is to replace them. It's certainly better than shutting them down. And that's, I think, the very important difference that this administration has taken. It's a very important distinction, I think, that you can see in this administration versus previous administrations.
And is it true that new coal plants are coming online again?
Yes, they are. There's new technologies that are coming along for coal. You know, not part of this announcement today, but, you know, what we're going to see are smaller modular coal facilities that are coming on. And, you know, it's a reflection of the changing nature of the energy market and the electricity market in particular. You know, as renewables come online, as solar and wind, you know, make their entry into the marketplace, it is very important. It's absolutely critical that we have coal as what is known as a baseload power source. It's the backup, if you will, to renewable energy. And without it, renewable doesn't survive. The technologies just don't exist today to allow, you know, solar or wind to operate 24/7 like coal does.
Right.
So, you know, we're going to continue to promote these newer technologies in the coal field.
And we talk about this announcement today, $38 million for improving the existing coal-fired power plants and you know, the modernization of them. You mentioned something about cutting down on emissions. Tell us more about that.
So if you make a coal, if you think about what a coal plant does, I mean, typically it runs 24/7. And if you can develop a technology, which we're trying to do with this research and development, that allows it to go up and down rather than run at 100% all day long, 24/7, 365 days a year, if you can allow it to be modulated and go down to 60% or 50% or 30% during parts of the day, then naturally you have an emissions reduction as a result. And that's the benefit of doing this type of R&D. And that's the benefit of, you know, what we're trying to do here today.
I know that you mentioned earlier you grew up in a community that coal is a very important part of that. I think that, especially in this area of the country, in Ohio and Pennsylvania and West Virginia and Virginia and other places, a lot of these towns, they were decimated after coal companies shut down, coal power plants shut down. And I'm glad to see that the administration is taking this coal first initiative, because in addition to the jobs, the communities that benefit and the shops and the restaurants and the schools and everything else also improve when people have jobs. So,
well, the economic impact is huge. I mean, and you're absolutely right. It extends well beyond the paychecks that are brought home by these, you know, important workers in the American economy. It extends all the way through to property tax rates, to school systems, to local merchants. The economic impacts are just enormous. And, you know, that's part of what we saw. That's what I mentioned earlier. You know, it's a much more efficient way, and it's much more effective on behalf of, you know, the economy and the taxpayer to revive these plants and to make them more efficient, to move them forward with technology, than it is to shut them down.
And last question for you, if I could, Mr. Secretary, when you think about energy security in terms of ensuring that our electric grid is always going to be able to function, always going to be able to be there, how much of today's announcement plays into that going forward for the future?
It's enormous. You know, as I mentioned earlier, baseload power, coal power in particular, nuclear power in particular, these are the backbone of our electric grid. So if someone were to attack the grid and perhaps, you know, shut it down, or you have a natural catastrophe and it shuts down, you know, it's common sense, Rich. I mean, look, the windmills don't, they get shut down during a hurricane, and the sun doesn't shine during a hurricane, or it doesn't shine during a snowstorm. So you can't count on that to restore the electric grid after that type of catastrophe. It's coal and it's nuclear, and it's that baseload power that brings that grid back up and allows us to do the recovery after those types of events. So it's very important that we maintain our baseload power, coal and nuclear in particular.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on the show, Dan, because this has been very informative, and you made it easy to understand, too. So we all appreciate that very, very much. Thank you.
It's great, Rich. Great to be with you. Hope you guys are doing well in Philly.
Dan Briet, the Deputy Secretary of the United States Department of Energy. Thanks again.
Take care, Rich. Thank you.
Racioli 306, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.